This is the research report of chemical weapons by Wayne Gladman, period 2. All chemicals and chemical compounds in the world are considered capable of being turned into chemical weapons. All over the world, people illegally have these weapons stored and are being made at this very moment. There are many treaties and rules against these weapons, but in reality, no set of documents or papers can change the minds of war-stricken terrorists and the many controlling government leaders all throughout the world. Through the arms race, environmental disasters, and terrorism, I will prove how chemical weapons have affected the entire world, right down to every living organism. These weapons are very cheap to buy and make. The toxic chemicals used in the making of these weapons are defined, according to experts, as any chemical which, through its chemical effect on living organisms, may cause death, temporary loss of performance, or cause permanent injury. Throughout history, only a small portion of the many toxic chemicals in the world have been developed for warfare, and the rest are still untouched. Chemicals can easily cause many harmful things to the human body, as well as any other organism. The main reason why these aren't the most used warfare weaponry is because it doesn't work well with many of the war strategists. The movement of the gases after they are released depends on much of the weather, such as wind changes. Each wind change could decide whether the enemy takes the punishment or they, in reality, commit suicide. The chemicals can cause things such as blistering, damage to internal organs, eye damage, and extreme damage to respiratory tract if inhaled. All the effects of the chemicals can appear from directly after exposure to within 24 hours. After exposure, the victim can become highly volatile, rapidly acting, seizures, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. In short, chemical weapons for many countries are only the beginning of a large nuclear arsenal. In today's world, chemical weapons is one of the major world problems. Many countries have acquired these weapons and refused to destroy them. The problem is that since the United States has started the treaty called the Chemical Weapons Convention, they are trying to get all of the countries that are in possession of these weapons to sign this treaty. Once signed, this treaty gives the country a 10-year window to destroy its entire chemical weapons arsenal. However, obviously, these developing countries do not wish to give up these weapons in fear that it will put their guard down and make them susceptible to enemy attack. Nevertheless, when these countries do decide to destroy these weapons, they may just as easily hurt the earth as they could have hurt other people by dumping the toxic chemicals into waterways or burying them in the ground. Since this has become a seemingly uncontrollable problem, and it has seem to happen constantly with the same amount of countries, the United States and Russia have created guidelines for these countries to follow. These guidelines consisted of directions on how to dispose of these weapons safely. By doing this, it has greatly decreased the amount of toxic waste from these weapons going into the earth. Yet, even though the problem of disposing of these weapons is understood by the world, much of them are still around. Countries do not trust each other. Yet, on the other hand, the United States is not much of a role model, judging from all the chemical weapons we have stored all around the world. Even though we are destroying more of our chemical weapons than any other country in the world, we still have no trust for any other neighboring countries. Like anything else, human nature is the only thing keeping back the complete destruction of these horrifying weapons, and above all, it is keeping back worldwide peace. Many of the worldwide leaders we have contemplated the main reasons for the creation of chemical weapons. Some say for protection, others say for gaining knowledge. But over the years, the only thing that chemical weapons have created is death and war. Though when it all comes down to it, chemical weapons were created to do nothing but kill people. Basically, what we called modern chemical warfare began during World War I with the use of chlorine gas. Here in the United States, they are put right next to nuclear weapons and are considered weapons of mass destruction. Now, even though these are weapons, you must remember that every chemical weapon just comes from a simple chemical or a simple chemical compound. Usually these chemicals never start out dangerous, but when mixed with certain toxic agents, they can become deadly. Most people do not know it, but in many different parts of the world, chemical weapons are the prime choice for terrorists. Recently, a cult leader in Japan by the name of Shoko Asahara was sentenced to death for planning and following through with the deaths of 12 and the injuring of nearly 5,000 people in a Tokyo subway in 1995. He has been in prison ever since he was captured, yet he was not the only perpetrator. However, he had over 1,000 followers who helped him place the charges that would release the gas. After he was caught and all his followers were identified, his home was searched and the Japanese police found starving people and a chem lab with enough VX gas to kill well over 1 million people. His case was set over a 6-year period, but now justice will finally be decided when Shoko Sara faces death in the courtroom. As you can see, chemical weapons are not only dangerous to victims, but also dangerous to the users. Nothing else can match the terror that chemical weapons can create, and nothing ever will. Many different things have been attempted to end this huge controversy of chemical weapons. Much of them are still in effect today. The first treaty to try and end the use of chemical weapons was in 1929, and it was called the Geneva Protocol. However, this treaty was ineffective because it only banned the use of chemical weapons and still allowed countries to store, manufacture, and distribute these weapons all over the world. Many countries saw this flaw and basically also saw no way to lose, so it was signed quickly, and after about four decades, the United States noticed this treaty wasn't going to work. So a new treaty was put in place, and it was called the Chemical Weapons Convention. This treaty actually took place where the Geneva Protocol left off. The Chemical Weapons Convention, or CWC, prohibited development, production, stockpiling, transfer, acquisition, and use of chemical weapons. Since chemical weapons are considered weapons of mass destruction, the Chemical Weapons Convention is closely related to another treaty called the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Many UN officials know that the agents of chemical weapons can be created in small doses. So all the countries that signed this will be monitored closely, and extreme action will be taken if a country is found guilty of this. Also, any country under the Chemical Weapons Convention can inspect any other country under the Chemical Weapons Convention without question for chemical weapons. Today, this treaty is performing beautifully, and it is getting all signers to dispose of all their chemical weapons in a safe and efficient way. The only flaw in this treaty is that people must sign, and many of today's countries do not have enough trust for one another to sign something that will put their guard down and what they believe make them vulnerable for enemy attack. Yet this is human nature at work. Trust in today's world isn't plentiful, and it may take a lot of time for the Chemical Weapons Convention or any other future treaties to overcome that. Many people can't see what is in the future for chemical weapons. Some people say a chemical, biological, and nuclear war is our only future, but others believe there is hope. I, for one, believe that a chemical Armageddon is possible, but I also believe it can be stopped in the future. I see more and more treaties that will take place. All of these treaties will do some good, I believe, because it looks like the UN is on the right track to ridding the world of these horrible weapons. Also, most countries seem to be coming around and seeing the disaster and death these weapons can cause. The UN is constantly negotiating with these developing countries who have either purchased or created these weapons. Some can't see what they're doing, however, some can, and they're the ones that sign and rid the world of even more of these chemical weapons. I hope that in the future we will have world peace, because the WMDs like these in the world, there can be no peace. All there can be is the constant thought of death and destruction. Yet, like I said before, a chemical Armageddon is possible, and many people have already begun training to protect themselves from an attack. Some of the people that want to be ready have bought things such as gas masks, chemical suits, and tents that can keep out harmful gases of chemical weapons. However, I doubt chemical weapons will ever go away, because the UN just can't erase entire countries' minds and make them forget how these weapons are created or bought. Nevertheless, what most people don't see is that chemical weapons are not just used to kill, they are used as riot control weapons or used for counterterrorism. Chemical weapons that people would think could be harmful in normal situations are actually helpful in situations of maybe a nerve gas attack. This is because when some chemicals mix with others, they dilute the effects and can save thousands and even millions of lives. The only possible way to resolve the problem of chemical weapons is to create trust and hope all around the world. It does look like we are headed that way, but we still have a long way to go. Many countries at this moment dislike us. They say we don't know what they're going through, and maybe they're right. I say this because except for September 11th, the United States has never felt and seen the terror that most countries witness every day. We take for granted what these people practically die to have. So because of that, these countries look down on us and basically see us as nothing more than a big brother or a bully in some ways. To be honest, a solution may never be reached. Basically, world peace may be the only answer. And where the world is at now, there is just not enough trust for that to be accomplished. Still, there is hope. Treaties and negotiations can promise a safer tomorrow. And the UN and the rest of the world can try and build a partnership with each other. A world free of chemical weapons can be reached. I can see that in the world we're in today, world peace can easily be seen as unreachable, but most people do not realize how many countries we have allied and how many countries are destroying their chemical weapons arsenal. All we need is hope. Hope to not give up and keep going and fighting for a safer world. I do trust that the UN can solve this problem, but they need motivation, and with all their resources, they can negotiate many agreements that will soon take fear out of everyone. Through the arms race, environmental disasters, and terrorism, I have proven how chemical weapons have affected the entire world right down to every living organism. I hope you have understood my message, because without understanding of the problem, then it cannot be solved. Although I truly believe that chemical weapons can be banned from this world for good someday, and hopefully many other people will too.